No arrests have been made and a motive has not been released. The 76-year-old theater closed its doors for good on September 9th. Theater manager Bob Hellriegel cited the rising costs of showing first-run films at a discount. Despite the arson, Parma residents are trying to preserve the theater. City Council member Debbie Lime.
We've talked about a lot of different things, and I think that that's kind of like what we need to do and start bringing people together and figuring out what would be the best use or multi-use for the building.
Lime says it would cost nearly $800,000 to buy the landmark and thousands more for repairs. Area filmmaker Rich Lasky says whether the theater is used for educational or artistic purposes, it should be saved.
Save it for future generations, for my grandkids. And instead of tearing everything down, let's do something with it.
The National Association of Theater Owners says independent movie houses in small towns are struggling to stay in business as Hollywood studios switch from 35mm film to digital. Spokesperson Patrick Corcoran says converting one screen to digital costs $70,000, a price small operators cannot pay.